Welcome to the Freedom Center. Related to hate. What is it? Hate is an intense, and I mean intense, hostility and aversion, deriving typically from fear, anger, or a sense of injury. Hate blinds. You've heard the old saying, they were blinded with hate. The Bible confirms this and says in 1 John 2:11, he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. You see, hate tries to avert you against someone or something for lots of different reasons, as you saw. Maybe there's a person you hate. Maybe there's a thing that you hate. Maybe there's a race of people that you hate. Maybe you hate yourself. Or maybe you even hate God. Remember, people hated Jesus without a cause even. But you need to remember, God never condemns you. He only says, come on, my child. I have a way out of this hateful life and a better way for you. You see, hate will eat you alive right before your very eyes. How? Because it blinds you to what it is doing to you and to those around you. Hate is consuming. And it consumes your thoughts, and it consumes your heart. The original cause of the hate may have been a horrific event. Maybe it was abuse, rejection, betrayal, murder, or some other horrible offense. God wants to restore and heal this area of your life, if you will let Him. You see, God hates that offense or wrong that was done to you, and He will deal with the offender for doing it. But you need to put it in God's hands so that He can. You see, if you don't let go of it, He can't take care of it. And you block Him from restoring you and your life. You see, that's hate's goal, to keep you frozen. Frozen from God and frozen from others. Consumed in your world of pain, bitterness, and shame. Hate is alive and well today. And as the Bible predicted, it's only going to increase over time. In Matthew 24:10, it says, and many in the last days will be offended. They will betray one another, and they will hate one another. You see, hate is an offense or wrong done to you, not taken care of, that bubbles and brews until it turns into hate stew. Maybe hate shows in your life, and maybe it doesn't. You see, there's a disguised kind of hate, which lays up deceit for itself, according to Proverbs 26:24. Maybe on the outside you're all nice, but your insides are in raging turmoil. Believe me, it will spill out at some point, someday, and typically onto someone you don't want it to. Hate is a choice. You see, hate says, I'll get them. They deserve it. Everyone is out to get you. I resent that, and I resent you. It isn't fair. They have it all. Poor you. They are the cause of your poor you. They are wrong, 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 and I'm going to bring justice. They're not as good as me. You see, hate is from the enemy, Satan and his forces. You know, that darkness we talked about up above. Hate is the enemy's way to deceive you into thinking the bad or the wrong that was done to you was from another person instead of him. It is a deceitful way of his passing the blame. Yes, perhaps others allowed him to use them, but behind it all is the enemy and his darkness. You see, hate wants to get you so stiff-necked to a point that you can't look the other way. And then you turn your heart away from something or someone, and in the end, you turn away from God. Don't be blinded. Ask God to open your eyes today. Give it over to God. He will help you make your way. He is a loving and a just God, and He has prepared a banquet for you in the presence of your enemies. And your enemies include hate. God says, here, take some joy. Take some laughter. Take some peace instead of that lumpy old hate stew you're eating. God says, come on, my child. Taste and see that I am good. Let's look at some of the Bible verses related to hate. Leviticus 19:17, the New King James Version says, "You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not do sin or bear sin because of him." Zechariah 8:17 says, "Let none of you think evil in your heart against your neighbor, and do not love a false oath. For all these things I hate, says the Lord." Proverbs 1:29 says, "Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear or reverence of the Lord." So you can see sometimes you can even hate knowledge. Proverbs 29:10 says, "The bloodthirsty hate the blameless, but the upright seek his well-being." John 3:20 says, "For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed." And 1 John 1:3 says, "We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death, and whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." So how do we remove hate and stand in freedom from it? First, your thoughts and your words reflect your heart. And if you have some hate stew coming out of your mouth or stirring up in your head, God wants to remove it, and he wants to put in you a new, clean heart with new thoughts and life-giving words coming out of your mouth instead. So turn it over to him, because Jesus paid the price to remove the hate and restore any damage or any wound that's behind it. This is done through God's mercy to you and me. Titus 3, 2-7 says, "To speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, and showing all humility to all men." Not just some men, all mankind. "For we ourselves were once foolish." This is the key. Once foolish, past tense. Once you're clean again, don't serve up or eat any more hate stew. So back to the verse. "For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deceived, servicing various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared," that's Jesus Christ, "not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he has poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." So this is good news. You can see God will wash you clean, regenerate you, and renew you from all the enemy wounds and its related hate. But we need to turn to him and ask him to do that. Second, it's clear you can't hate your brother and love God at the same time. You see, God created that brother. Now, he didn't create the behavior the brother did, but he created that brother. So ask God to pull out any roots that the enemy has tried to plant in you when others offended you, wronged you, or hurt you. Remember, it's the enemy that did this. Yes, he used that person, but he's the one who did it to you. And then ask God to replace it with his love, his mercy, his kindness, and his joy instead. Thank him that he has prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemies, and hate is your enemy. Hand over the person and the action to God to be dealt with. And when the enemy tries to bring it up again, inform him that God your Father is taking care of this one, and if he has any questions, go talk to God about it. Now, here's another unusual one, but I personally attest to its working in my life. Matthew 5 and Luke 6:27 says, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you or persecute you." Now your human mind goes, "What on earth are you talking about, God? You must be a little bit off here. I don't get this one." You see, this is called coming up to God's standard instead of our human, fleshy standard. When you start to do this, bless them, thank God for them, and pray for them, I'm telling you, things change. First, your own heart changes, and the spiritual forces of heaven are loosed to go to work on your behalf and on the other person's behalf. You see, it's not a feeling. It is an act of faith and obedience to God, and it is the ticket to God's banqueting table in front of your enemies. You are saying, not only do I forgive them with the help of Jesus, but I separate their action from their spirit, and I want to see their spirit get out of darkness and move back into light. Enemy, you are going to lose both of us. Ha ha. So, as you see again, it's about separating the person from the action. I know this is hard, in particular when it's somebody that's close to you who shouldn't be doing or acting the way they were to you. But remember, it's the spiritual force of darkness behind it, driving it all. And that's what you want to war with, not the person. They are just in a pathetic state of being used by the enemy until they hear, know, and obey the truth of God. So don't wrestle with flesh and blood anymore. Rather, proclaim joy to come out of this in Jesus' name. In fact, God says that he will turn the enemy's curses into blessings when you get in line with God instead of in line with them. So do it. Bless them, and then your enemies will bless you. Still having trouble with the deep wrong piece? It's difficult. I know it's difficult. God's ways are different, but they're better than our ways. Try this one. Ask the Holy Spirit to convict, not condemn, and there's a big difference, whoever wronged you. And he will go to work on their heart. If they don't listen to the Holy Spirit now, rest assured, they will account for their actions and their wrongs. God doesn't have a double standard. But once you've let them go and forgiven them, they're loosed from your life, and they're loosed from. So as always, stand and stay in love. And when you feel your hurt or your anger trying to turn into hate, talk to God. Get it out and replace it with Holy Spirit conviction and a jolt of God's joy instead. The only way hate can stay is if your joy has run dry. So ask God for more. You see, God's refills are free. Remember, they persecuted and wronged Jesus all the time, and without cause. So ask for the grace to deal with it and keep walking in the love and light of Jesus. It is the only way. And you need to know when you do this, your reward awaits you in heaven, by the way. So let's go to the Heavenly Father and let's get rid of the hate in our life. So please bow your head with me and pray this prayer from your heart. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you love me and that I am your child. I thank you that Jesus paid the price for me. And that I'm reconciled to God and can live life abundantly. Lord, you know all of it. The wrongs, the words, the pain, the betrayal. All of it, Lord, you know all of it. It's deep, Lord. But I thank you that your love, God, can go deeper than any wound that any person or the enemy has given me. Holy Spirit, help me to forgive. Those who hurt me, in Jesus' name. I forgive myself, and I forgive them now. Go on, name who you're forgiving, all those ones who hurt you. And remember, Jesus will help you. It's not about whether they're right or not, because what they did was wrong. But forgive them. Okay, let's continue. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that they are detached from my life. And put into your hands. Forgive me for engaging in and turning to hate instead of you. I don't want it as part of my life anymore. Forgive me for hurting others with my hate. Wash me clean and make in me a new heart. Full of your love, your mercy, your peace, and your grace. Hate, in the name of Jesus, I destroy your hold in my life. And command you to depart now. Do not return in Jesus' name. Pain, shame, bitterness, jealousy, and guilt. You are bound in heaven and loosed from my life. In Jesus' name, go. Lord, remove any roots the enemy planted in me and replace them with your love, hope, faith, peace, and joy. Relationships restore in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you loose your Holy Spirit of truth, life, love, forgiveness, and mercy into my situation, my family, and my relationships. Enemy, you need to repay 7 times what you stole from me in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you set before me a table in the presence of mine enemies. I'll take some mercy and grace, please. Now, Lord, I bless those. Go on, name out. Bless those who have hurt you. Okay, let's continue on. I bless those who curse me and will pray for those who misuse me by thanking you for them and that they will come to know you. Enemies, bless me in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, pour out the love and joy of the Father on me. Fill up my heart and increase it every day. Open my spiritual eyes and ears to hear you and receive your words of life. Increase my spiritual discernment so I can immediately identify when the enemy is trying to feed me some hate stew That way I can resist it and sit down at God's table instead. I thank you, Lord, that you give me the wisdom, grace, and strength to go and reconcile and make right anything that my hate has damaged. I thank you, Lord, that I have a spirit of love, power, sound mind, and self-control. I stand, Lord, thanking you. You are my God. You are my creator. You are my provider. You walk with me. You are my God, and I am your child. I believe you, Lord. And what you say about me, not other people or the enemy. Hallelujah. Amen, brother and sister. Now, when hate tries to deceive you with that juicy bite of stew, and believe me, it will, offenses will continue to come to all of us, but you need to resist it. And tell it to go in Jesus' name. Remind offense and hate that you are busy eating at God's banqueting table. And ask the Lord to pass you some more grace, joy, and peace, please. Then bless the offender and ask God for seconds. More grace, joy, and peace, please. And speak out loud, I love God and I love my brother. I will continue to walk in the light of Jesus Christ. Darkness, flee from me in the name of Jesus. Holy, great, and mighty is my God. Be blessed, keep at God's table, and bless your enemies so that they'll bless you. And see you in heaven someday. Michelle.